Americans have a tendency to trust local news sources. Maybe you're listening to your own local NPR station right now. The Russian government's misinformation effort during the 2016 election, an effort that continues today, sought to take advantage of that trust. NPR's Tim Mak has this story.
Much of what we now understand to be the Russian government's effort to interfere with the American elections took place in a building in St. Petersburg called the Internet Research Agency. Here's Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announcing Special Counsel Mueller's charges against the Internet Research Agency and others in February.
The defendants allegedly conducted what they called information warfare against the United States, with the stated goal of spreading distrust towards the candidates and the political system in general.
In 2017, and then again this past May, Twitter provided the House Intelligence Committee with lists of thousands of accounts that they identified as being linked to the Internet Research Agency. Hidden among these accounts was a group of Twitter accounts that appeared to be fake local news outlets. NPR has counted 48 of them. They have names like El Paso Top News, Milwaukee Voice, Camden City News, and Seattle Post.
A not insignificant amount of those had some sort of variation on what appeared to be a homegrown local news site. So Chicago Daily News, which actually was a newspaper but went bust in the 70s, but just things like Baltimore Breaking News.
That's Brett Schaefer, a social media analyst for the Alliance for Securing Democracy, which tracks Russian influence operations. Let's take one example. The Internet Research Agency created an account that looks like it is the Chicago Daily News. The account was created back in May 2014 and for years just tweeted local headlines, accumulating 19,000 followers by July 2016. Here's the thing. These accounts never spread misinformation. They just tweeted out real local news, serving as sleeper accounts, building trust and readership for some future unforeseen effort. Here's Schaefer again.
They set them up for a reason, and if at any given moment they wanted to operationalize this sort of network of what seemed to be local American news handles, they can significantly influence the narrative on a breaking news story.
Though Twitter caught these Internet Research Agency accounts in the act and suspended them, the fact that the Russian government created them in the first place gives us insight into their strategy. Firstly, that the Russian misinformation campaign was a years-long effort, one that wasn't simply focused on the 2016 election, but on destabilizing the United States over an extended period of time. Here's Congressman Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
The Russians are playing a long game, that they've developed a presence on social media, that they've created these fictitious persons and fictitious organizations that have built up over a period of time a certain trustworthiness among people that follow them.
The failed effort to make local news accounts also tells us something about how Americans trust local news more than national news, and how the Russians knew of that vulnerability. A Pew survey from 2016 found that 82% of Americans have some or a lot of confidence in local news organizations. Here's Tom Rosenstiel, the executive director of the American Press Institute.
If you are trying to pass along information that is not true, but you want people to believe it, creating or inventing fake local news sources is an effective way of doing it, because people will convey some trust to the locality, even if the publication is one they've never seen before.
The Russian misinformation campaign continues now. Here's Senator Susan Collins, a Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is currently investigating Russian interference.
This effort is not over. It continues to this very day, where the Russians are trying to sow the seeds of discontent in our society, take advantage of the polarization that exists.
Tim Mak, NPR News, Washington.